Bereshit du Mishnah Eita Oichel Oichel Shenu. Ever eat second degree food? So as we said up above in the last Mishnah, the person will become second degree if they eat second degree food. Lo yaseh beveis abad. So this person shouldn't go and work in the olive press. Why? Because if they're busy, they're crushing olives, and it's the liquid comes out, and he's second degree, and these olives also normally they hadn't taken off the trimmer from it, so it was like in a pre-trimmer state. So they're going to have a problem over there. The chulin shenasa al gav hakodesh, and chulin that's prepared with the purity of kodesh. Eluke chulin, says this opinion, you just treat it as it's chulin. It's normal food, even though it's been dealt with as if it's sanctified food. You just it still remains its unsanctified state. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok Omer, he says, "Arei eluke truma." He says, "No, you treat it like truma." The Tameshnaim v'lifsol echa, that it will render too impure and disqualify the last one. So he's got over here at the end of, right at the end of the card, if you turn over the page, a very nice little summary that is the three different opinions with regard to chulin that's prepared to the purity of Kodesh. The first opinion, according to the first Tana in our Mishnah, you just treat it like chulin. Doesn't matter that you've treated it, it's chulin is chulin, according to the first Tana. According to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, they're likened to truma. You deal with it, you treat it as if it's truma. And thirdly, according to Rabbi Eliezer, which we had before, it's likened to kodesh. And then he brings over here that the Rambam rules like the first Tana in our Mishnah, meaning even though you've dealt with this chulin as if it's kodesh, makes no difference. It's still just, at the end of the day, it's still chulin.